Liverpool Sisters by Lynn Andrews.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB, Register Charity Number 226227.
Part 1. Chapter 1. 1907.
It's like closing the door on our old life, isn't it, Mum? Olivia Goodwin remarked, smiling at her mother as they stood on the worn stone doorstep of their terraced house. There was a note of wistfulness in her voice, however, for it was no longer their house. Edith smiled back ruefully at her eldest daughter, thinking how at 16, Livy, as she'd been called from babyhood, resembled herself at that age. The same thick, light chestnut hair which waved naturally, the clear grey eyes and fair complexion, the same slender build, although her height she'd inherited from her father. And Livy was right, they were closing the door on their old life. Number 11 Minerva Street off Everton Brow had been her home for most of her married life. The houses were old, early Victorian terraced villas with a yard at the back and were far from what could be termed spacious, having only a kitchen, scullery and a parlour downstairs and two bedrooms upstairs. They were not the easiest to keep clean either, for they opened directly onto the street. But it had been home. She reached up to the brass door knocker, highly polished as usual, and gave it a slight push to ensure the door was firmly shut.